Video: 108-year-old woman who survived Spanish flu pandemic beats coronavirus. By Amy Furr on May 15, 2020. A 108-year-old woman in Allendale, New Jersey, might be the oldest United States citizen to beat the coronavirus. When Sylvia Goldschall tested positive for the virus at the Allendale Community for Senior Living in March, her family was understandably worried, according to NorthJersey.com. However, once caregivers moved her to the facility's isolation wing, Goldschall recovered just 2 weeks later. "I was determined to survive," she said. Goldschall has now lived through two pandemics, the first being the Spanish flu in 1918 when she was just a little girl. The Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, the deadliest in history, infected an estimated 500 million people worldwide, about one-third of the planet's population, and killed an estimated 20 million to 50 million victims, including some 675,000 Americans, according to History.com. At the time, there were no effective drugs or vaccines to treat this killer flu strain. Citizens were ordered to wear masks, schools, theaters and businesses were shuttered and bodies piled up in makeshift morgues before the virus ended its deadly global march, the website stated. Goldschall said her family was happy she recovered from her fight with the coronavirus so quickly. "They knew that I was a wonder. I met their expectations. I represented them in a very well way," she explained. Although the senior citizen is a few months older than a 108-year-old man in New Mexico who also overcame the virus, a reportedly 113-year-old woman in Spain who recovered from the illness has her beat by just a few years. Thursday on Twitter, Governor Phil Murphy recognized Goldschall and wished her all the best. Friday, the senior living facility praised its beloved resident on Facebook for staying positive during the health crisis. Sylvia's story has now spread from New Jersey, across the country and the globe. "She's gone viral, in a way that spreads hope, not fear. God bless you, Sylvia," the post read.